We complain about Allah and what He's doing to us day and night, and then we expect Him to be pleased with us? How can that be possible? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described patience. He said in a narration from Muslim, "Purity is half of faith. The utterance of one Alhamdulillah fills the scales. The reward for saying Alhamdulillah with sincerity is such that it fills the scales. Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah fill the space between the heavens and the earth. Salah is light, and charity to give a sadaqah is a proof of your faith. Wasabru diya'un, and sabr, patience, is a radiance. Zulm is darkness, remember? But sabr, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a radiance. And the Quran is a plea in your favor or against you. Every person departs, he either ransoms his soul or he destroys it. Remember, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah, our time, our wealth, our belongings. We don't belong to ourselves. Now the greatest requirement of sabr, the greatest test of sabr, is when we lose a loved one. Now in the Quran we are taught that you are supposed to say, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Last lines of Surah Al-An'am, indeed my prayer and my ways of worship and my living and my dying all belong to Allah, Rabbul Alameen. And yet when someone we love dies, we seem to forget this verse. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person's child dies, Allah asks His angels, have you taken out the life of the child of my slave? And they reply in the affirmative. He asks, have you taken the fruit of his heart? Think of your child. Think of how precious your child is. Have you taken the fruit of his heart? And they say yes. Then he asks, what did my slave say? And the angels say, he praised you. And he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Allah says, Ubnu li'abdi baytan fil jannah. Build for my slave a house in paradise and name it Bayt al-Hamd, the house of praise. I remember a mother, a young mother who had lost her child. And when she lost her child, I remember that Allah granted her and husband such sabr that it was just a 1-year-old baby, but they were holding the child and saying, thank you Allah for even giving her to us for a year. And she said, I understand why Allah says that He will give Jannah for taking away a child, because the pain is so deep that only Jannah can satisfy it. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us when he informed us about the reward for losing a child and then doing sabr. In the same way, we find that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his... Now remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost 3 of his daughters while he was alive. One daughter's death was particularly heartrending. She was sick when he left for Badr. He returned from Badr. Now imagine the scene in your mind. It's a scene of great victory and rejoicing, and Allah's granted the Muslims their first victory. He enters Medina and he sees his son-in-law digging a grave for his daughter. From such joy to such grief, and his daughter Fatima is standing there weeping. And this is the news that he is greeted with on his return. He's been out fighting a battle for Allah and he comes back to find his own daughter has died. 3 of his daughters died in his lifetime, and 1 son and 2 of his sons also died in his lifetime. And there is a particularly sad and heartbreaking account of how when his little son Ibrahim was 2 years old, imagine how adorable children are at that age, 2-year-old son has died and he's holding his little child and his tears are pouring down. And someone says, Rasulullah, you're crying? And he says, the eye weeps and the heart grieves, and we will only say that which pleases our Lord. And indeed, we are sad at your parting, O Ibrahim. You know, the pain of losing a child, of imagining how your child would have been from year to year. And this was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sabr. Now from all of this, we learn something very important. Something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a narration from Bukhari and Muslim. Allah does not punish for the shedding of tears. He does not punish for the grief of the heart. He punishes or bestows mercy for the utterances of this. And he pointed to his tongue. On one occasion when people would, you know, like there were some people, if they didn't cry, he would say, this is compassion. If you're crying, this is a sign of your compassion, which Allah has placed in the hearts of His slaves. Allah is compassionate only to those among His slaves who are compassionate. This is rahmah, this is mercy, and this is not at all condemned. So what then is sabr? Sabr is the way of fitrah. This is the way of Islam. The way of fitrah is the way of Islam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself died, there could have been no greater death, there could have been no greater calamity for the Muslims. It was as if a shade had been removed from them. It was as if a fountain of light had just been turned off. And most of all, it meant the termination of the divine revelation. When a woman said of him weeping, do I weep for him? No, for I know he has gone to a better abode. But I weep for the news of the unseen which will not come to us anymore. This was the end. We find that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was dying, his daughter, his only living child left, exclaimed, the distress of my beloved father. Imagine now, if we're all daughters, think of your feelings for your fathers, and to have a father like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she said, the distress of my beloved father. And he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will be no distress for your father after today. This is the last pain. And when he died, she said, oh my beloved father, Allah has called you back and you have responded to his call. Oh my beloved father, the garden of Firdaus is your abode. Oh my beloved father, we announced to Jibreel your death. He shouldn't come with revelation anymore. This was just a way of her expressing her grief, trying to come to terms with the loneliness of losing her father. And when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was buried, she said to the Sahaba in tones of wonder, how could you bear to put earth on his beloved face? How could you bear to put his beloved body in the earth? A narration from Bukhari. Now this hadith teaches us that to make statements like this, to express your grief, is not forbidden. What is forbidden is wailing. What is forbidden is loud lamentation. What is forbidden is foul words, cursing yourself, cursing your children. Sometimes people die in a road accident, one survivor is left behind, and people go around saying things like, if only they had all died, and why did this happen to us? Even the Muslims found it terribly hard to come to terms with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's death. And if you remember the scene where everyone, Umar radiallahu anhu, was brandishing a sword and saying, I will kill anyone who says he's dead. And Abu Bakr entered, and he went in, and he kissed his forehead, and he said, by Allah, you are as beautiful in your death as you were in your lifetime. And he said, you have died the death that Allah decreed for you. And he came out, and he addressed the people, and he said, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only a messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلْ Many messengers have passed away before him. أَفَإِمَّاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ If he dies or is killed, will you turn back on your heels? وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبَ الْعَاقِبَةِ فَلَنْ يَدُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيَّا Whoever turns back on his heels, he cannot harm Allah at all. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ Allah will reward those who thank Him. Remember, the doorway to attaining sabr is through shukr. To thank Allah when He's taken something away from you is to understand the meaning of sabr. And you look at all the prophets, you look at Yusuf alayhi salam, you look at Yaqub alayhi salam, you find that they cried, but they cried before Allah. They wept, but they wept before Allah. And when we do the exact opposite, then we needn't expect to find any sabr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us how wonderful is the case of a believer. There is good for him in everything, and this applies only to a believer. If prosperity comes to him, he does shukr, and that is good for him. And if problems befall him, he endures them patiently, and that is better for him, Muslim. This is Islam's positive view. If you're going through hell, console yourself with the thought that if you do sabr, this hell will become Jannah one day. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that whomsoever Allah intends good, by whomsoever Allah intends good, Allah makes him suffer. You know, this is something that tortures people when they're going through hardships. And these malicious comments, well, she must have done something wrong. If people die a particularly difficult death, or they're going through terrible illnesses, na'uzu billah, we have no right to pass judgments on anyone and say, oh, because she did that sin once, that's why this has happened to her today. You know, sometimes people lose their children in accidents, and everyone starts recalling old scores and old injuries. Yes, she did this to me, and obviously this is Allah's way of punishing her. Na'uzu billah, no one has given us the right to do that. Because we learn from this narration of Bukhari that if problems are befalling a good person, then this is actually a means of raising his reward and raising his level and rank. And on the other end of the spectrum, we're taught that if you see someone who is sinning and he's getting everything in the world, then that's really frightening, because that means he's being given respite. The punishment of dunya, hellish though it might seem to us, is much easier than the punishment of the hereafter. So people who are disobeying Allah and recklessly getting away with it are certainly not the object of envy, or should not be. Because these people will pay for their crimes on the Day of Judgment. If you remember in Surah An-Nur, when there was that incident of the slander, there were 5 people involved. The 2 hypocrites were left unpunished. Nothing happened to them. It was as if Allah was saying, I'm going to punish them myself, personally. And this is the point that we find through these narrations as well, that good people are tested the most. So what, at the end of the day, what do we carry home with us? One verse, Inna ma'al usri yusra, indeed with hardship comes ease. It is always darkest before dawn, no night lasts forever. And this is what keeps you going, this is what adds to your sabr. Just as we learn the Prophet ﷺ, if you look at his life, he went through such difficulties, and at the end of the day, he was rewarded. And he saw Islam achieve that progress, and he entered Makkah by a bloodless victory. Inna ma'al usri yusra, with hardship comes ease, but you have to go through hardship first. You have to go through labor pains to bear a child, or you have to go through an operation to bear a child. You have to go through an exam before you can gain that degree. If you want something precious, you have to work for it. You have to suffer for it. But Allah rewards you in the end. And at the end of the day, remember, the greatest wealth that Allah has defined is contentment. And contentment is another name for sabr, accepting what Allah has decreed for you. People ask, why me? The answer is, because you are you. You have the strength to cope with it, whether you've realized it or not. Your situation, your circumstances made this test necessary for you. So never say, why me? There's a beautiful hadith, Qudsi, that always gives me much solace when I'm upset. God says, do not curse destiny, for behold, I am destiny. Sometimes it seems that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But remember, inna ma'al usri yusra, indeed with hardship comes ease. We find the Prophet ﷺ said in a narration from Bukhari and Muslim, never is a believer stricken with any discomfort, any illness, any anxiety, grief or mental worry, or even the pricking of a thorn, but Allah will expiate his sins on account of his patience. Bukhari and Muslim. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu once visited the Prophet ﷺ when he was suffering from fever. And he said, you seem to be suffering greatly. And do you know what Rasulullah ﷺ told him? I suffer as much as 2 persons. So Ibn Mas'ud said, is that because you have a double reward? And he replied, yes. And then he said, no Muslim is afflicted by any harm, be it the pricking of a thorn or something more painful. Allah causes his sins to fall away just as a tree sheds its leaves. Bukhari and Muslim. And we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was someone who never let go of his sabr, so much so that even when his people had wounded him and he was wiping blood from his face, and he said, Allahumma ighfir liqawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allah, forgive my people, for they do not know. Sabr is required in every moment of our life. Sabr and shukr, 2 sides of the same coin. And at the end of the day, I'd like to end with a quote from Fakhruddin Razi, one of the great commentators on the Quran, who said, the worship of the eyes is weeping, the worship of the ears is listening, The worship of the tongue is praise. The worship of the hands is giving. The worship of the body is effort. The worship of the heart is fear and hope. And the worship of the soul, of the ruh, is surrender and satisfaction in Allah. When we become nafse mutmainna. I'll end with this beautiful hadith, which always cheers me up tremendously, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, among the inmates of hell, a person who had led the most luxurious life in this world will be brought up on the day of judgment and dipped, just dipped, in the fire and asked, O son of Adam, did you ever experience any comfort? Did you ever get any luxury? He will reply, by Allah, no, my Rabb, he's just been dipped. Then one of the people of Jannah who had experienced extreme misery in the life of this world will be dipped in Jannah. And he will be asked, O son of Adam, did you ever experience any misery? Did you ever encounter difficulty? He will say, by Allah, no, my Rabb, I neither experienced misery nor passed through hardship. A narration from Muslim. Inna ma'al usri yusra, indeed with hardship comes ease. Sabr means clinging to Allah, holding on long after your hands have lost their strength. But if you ask Him for that strength, He will give it to you. What does Allah tell us in Al-Baqarah? When my slaves ask you about me, tell them I am near. I answer the call of the one who calls me when he calls me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Let them obey me. This is sabr, to be constant in obeying Allah, constant in abstaining from evil. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Let them obey me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Let them believe in me. Let them trust in me. Don't give up hope. Sabr means clinging on to your hope, not that you give up and despair. Shaitan despaired. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so that they may be rightly guided. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed it best in a narration from Bukhari when he said, richness is not the abundance of wealth, richness is contentment. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ تَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Allah, you know best what problems any of us might be going through. Allah, give us the sabr to deal with that problem. Allah, give us shukr in every moment of our lives till the moment of death. And grant us status of nafsi mutmainna. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem.
Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون
إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب كَذَلِكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون
إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيله وقاتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.